Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm one of your hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with our other host, Jessica Marie Tatro. And in spirit is Jaden, and we're asking Ryan Dragna to join us too. So we have a nice little show lined up. Our topic tonight is forgiveness. What is it, and why do we need it? Those seem like such simple questions to ask, but when you get right down to where the rubber meets the road, forgiveness can be quite hard to do. What do you think, Jessica? What are your thoughts on that?
I would definitely agree with that. I've like many of us, I think we've all had our share of experiences where we've had to learn lessons of forgiveness, and I'm no exception to that, of course. And I think part of it, based on what I've learned, I think a lot of it is forgiveness. Sometimes the word forgiveness can be kind of misconstrued. Forgiveness doesn't mean like excusing the behavior. I think forgiveness means more of for yourself, no longer holding on to that anger from the past. You know what I mean? And
I do.
Being able to heal through that. And then I think with that healing, forgiveness really does happen, you know, within your heart and soul. You know, it does take time, though. That's for sure.
Sure does. Oh, boy, it really does. There's a lovely saying that I posted in the link today. Forgiveness is the fragrance of the violet on the heel of the one who crushed it. And it's it sounds a little barbaric, I guess. But I think it was in Sacred Embers I saw a meme that says how we handle others when we are mishandled by others speaks volumes about our characters.
Right.
You know, so if we don't hurt back, that's a whole other thing. But releasing the need for justice is one of them, because you can never balance. Yeah, you can never balance abuse or unkindness, and especially the gratuitous kind that you receive from the bullies in the world. And I bet you've had this experience too, Jessica, where some people see the light in others and they just seem to want to put it out. For no good reason at all that we can see.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it maybe points up the inadequate way they feel inside or something like that. But it's, you have to forgive those people. And I can't think how you do it. I just know that I try to do that. And as you say, forgiveness is not endorsement. It isn't making it right what happened. But if we hang on to, if we hang on to that energy of holding that grudge, it becomes like that 5-pound weight that you hold at the end of your arm. You can do it for 5 minutes, but after 5 hours, you're just, you can't hold on, and it becomes heavier. And it affects everything you do, you know, and it's really hard
to stay
in the, and it's really hard to stay in the moment as well, which is really the only time we have that's real is the present moment. And if we're clinging in the past, you know, or hanging in the future, there's depression and anxiety to be found in both of those places. Yeah. What did you have
to forgive?
Yeah. What kind of forgiveness have you had to do in your life? I guess we've all, as women, we get those bad relationships going.
Oh yeah,
right? You know.
And I have definitely had those too. And I think with family, it's hard too, because they are so close to you. You know, like things around like betrayal and stuff like that can be super hard. But I think it also could be good, because it could also teach you where your boundaries need to be. Not meaning that there's ever an abuse for excuse, ever, but that on the flip side, you're also learning, like, where your boundaries need to be sometimes. And I've learned that, too. Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking up. Oh, right. If you'll forgive a little Shakespeare.
No, please.
As we remember from The Merchant of Venice, the quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that give and him that... Just talking about forgiveness, blessing, and it just does bless everyone. Because I think when people are yucky to you, you know, piling on the punishment to them is just going to make them worse. You know, they just, it's not like, gee, that person, is piling on the pain. It's more like, let's send love, just send piles and piles of love. And it doesn't mean you have to hang out with them. You don't have to go for coffee with them. You know, it's like, all right, separate quarters, right? But you can let go of the need for justice, the need to balance it, the need to give an eye for an eye, stuff like that. Not necessary.
Yeah.
And it does free everybody up, too. It really does. It lets you.
It really does. And it's easier. It takes less, you know, less energy, I believe.
It really does.
You know,
in a physics sort of way, as you say, you know, you're using, it makes sense. In the physical world, too, you're using less energy to function, and it gives you free energy for really beautiful and useful things. So, we got to just, let it go. Oh, that song, Let It Go. drove so many parents.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
from Frozen. Oh, there's that lady on, she's been on Facebook a lot, where she's, if I hear that song again, I'm going to lose my mind. She's just, I guess she's got a bunch of kids and they're all playing Let It Go. But the message is true. The message is definitely real and one to take to heart. Did you have anything to add, Jessica? Any other thoughts that you wanted to share on forgiveness? Our switchboard is just lighting up like crazy here. Okay, well, I think we've lost Jessica. She's dropped off. But anyway, I'm going to start taking callers, and I'm going to keep my eye on the switchboard and make sure that Jessica she'll be back. I know she'll come back. We'll just wait for her. And in the meantime, okay, area code 111, I guess you're a Skype caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I wasn't
you're
expecting
very
to get on.
you're our first caller. Could we get your name, please? And let's see, you can say where you're calling from if you'd like to share that.
I'll just give my name. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. There's Jessica. We got Jessica back.
I'm here.
Hello.
I don't know what happened.
Don't worry about it. It happens. It does happen.
Okay.
It's happened to all of us on the show, so don't worry. So we're on with
you.
Patricia. Yeah, we're on with Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
And so you just caught Patricia in time to find out what your question is.
Well, my question is, excuse me, I know you were talking about forgiveness, and I've had a lifelong issue with a sister of mine. And just a couple years ago, I cut ties, and but I can still feel her negative energy coming towards me, and I wanted to find out if that issue is going to be cleared up, if she's going to, you know, completely leave me alone and, you know, stop speaking behind my back. And I just wanted to get an idea about that.
I just immediately wrote down shielding. You say you can still feel the negative energy, but you guys aren't physically in touch. Is that right?
Right. I feel her energy less, but I know that whenever she comes, it pops into my mind. I just have a feeling that she's, you know, psychically thinking about me or...
Well, yeah, that happens. Plus, being sisters, you may have that connection anyway, that sort of being able to tap each other's thoughts. However, in this case, it's negative thoughts, which you don't want to have. Yeah, I would really, really... what sort of spiritual abilities do you work on daily? Like your meditation practices? Do you work with the law of attraction? What sort of things do you work with?
I meditate in a different way, and I'm always, excuse me, I'm always praying and speaking, you know, with my spiritual guides and
beautiful,
God.
Beautiful, in touch. Yeah. So you understand the practice.
Dream.
Oh, good. Yeah. I love what dreams tell us. If you are willing to hear the message, boy, that's like an encyclopedia. Yeah, so I would look at two practices and get really good at them. And one is shielding, and the other is the mirror technique. And I've heard a lot of spiritual practitioners describe it. But James von Prague was the one I learned it from. And it's a very simple technique where you envision the mirror around you facing outward. And when those negative energies come at you, they are reflected back. It's almost like the person trying to nail you is spitting into the wind, and it comes back at them. It's a technique using thought. So it does take a little bit of believing in what you're doing and being able to visualize. That's where our imaginations are really, really useful for us. But those two techniques are very valuable. And just to remember, too, that you can't change other people. I know that you know this, but to learn it sort of on another level other than an intellectual knowing of that, and really accept the fact that the only way things will change is if you change your thoughts, if you refuse to allow this negative, she may be sending it, but you don't have to sign for it. You know, you can send it back on its way. You can refuse to accept that energy. And it sounds like you've got it nailed with protection and whatnot, because you're already staying in touch with your spirit team and your higher power, and you're giving it to that. So you can co-create a shield and make sure that it bounces back to the one that's sending it. Jessica, what are you doing? I heard you doing the cards there. Have you pulled a card for Patricia? She's still here, yep. Well, I don't know where...
Lynn?
Oh, seven.
Lynn?
Yes, there she is. Yes, hon.
I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to get used to the switchboard and realizing it takes a little time after you push it.
Worries. Yeah.
what I was feeling from this as I was speaking to Spirit is, it sounds like this is probably something that you know, like definitely within your heart, whether you are going to continue, like, in this type of relationship, or, you know, if it's abusive, or keep your boundaries up. But I would definitely, you know, recommend a lot of the same thing that Lynn is suggesting as far as shielding. And then, especially if you're feeling it, and I know what you mean, and I've felt that before. And usually when I do feel that from someone, what I've done before is just not send like angry thoughts back. And it's really, really hard. And I know it sounds cliche, but really I just kind of block that energy out, but send out from my own energy just love. And I think it kind of cancels it out. That's what I've found that works. But shielding is a really good, there's a lot of different shielding techniques you can use too. And as I was pulling cards for you, I got the Temple Path card for you, and I got this upright. And the card means upright. Receiving this card represents your own spiritual evolution. The winding path you are on leads you to a blessed temple and a lovely garden, symbolizing the spiritual destiny your soul has had in mind for this lifetime. This card upright is here to tell you that what you're going through now is all part of your soul's process. You are on a karmic path and leading in the right direction. And the choices that you make now are important for your personal growth and life lessons. The lights around the temple represent the spirit world. Your family members, friends, angels, and guides, all loving the spirit helpers who long to assist you, call upon them and be open to their wisdom and inspiration. This is a wonderful life experience time, so keep in mind your personal priorities as well as your spiritual connection. Following your highest intentions will help you move your life forward in dramatic ways and connecting with spirit, and your higher self will have a wonderful influence on all that you experience. So this was a really great card to get in reverse as well.
Hmm.
I mean, upright. Upright. Sorry about that. But, so yeah, shielding would be huge for you right now as well. And I wish you luck. All the best luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Patricia. And remember that you can only be affected by somebody else's behavior as far as you give yourself or you give them permission to affect you. I think you've got it in you to keep her at bay. If she's not going to change in this lifetime, then you can keep her at bay with that practice. Okay?
Definitely.
I hope that helped. All right.
Yes, it does.
Bless
Thank
you, Patricia. Thank you for calling. And I think we're both sending you a lot of luck, good luck and love and strength with your venture there. Okay, hon?
Definitely. Thank you, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have another, I think it's another Skype call. Hi, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? You on the air?
Hi there. Yeah, you're on the air with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? Hi.
I'm not sure she's there, Lynn.
Alrighty then. I'll take our next caller then, and we'll just leave that one on hold.
Okay.
Hi, 612. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, Lynn. This is Constance, and you're speaking about forgiveness tonight, which is huge because I've tried to offer my biggest forgiveness to you because I was having a really challenged day with lots of things And because you're speaking about forgiveness tonight, I need to know that, you know, there is that going on since this is a topic. And also where to go next. I don't think that I'll ever get with my sister in particular, since she hasn't spoken to me. Since 2007, I'm still dealing with my mother's estate, even as yesterday. And she passed away a year and 2 months ago. And so I'm still trying to you know, deal with her madness, which I can't change. But, you know, she hasn't spoken to me since 2007, even when my mom died. I was not included. So, but I have a real hard time forgiving the only sibling that I have left on this planet, you know, and it's hard because the hurt is so profound.
Constance, I have to stop you there, hon. Have you got a question for the team tonight? Is there a specific question you'd like to ask us?
Well, first of all, I would like your forgiveness.
Constance, there's no question about forgiveness. I don't hold grudges against anyone. I forgive everyone because I do it for them, I do it for me. But we don't have a huge amount of time on the show. We have a huge list of
callers.
Where do I go
for another recommended reading, since, you know, you've been my marvelous reader for years?
Well, I appreciate that. There's all kinds of readers available. There's the list on the Sacred Embers Network of the vetted. These people are vetted. We know they are the real deal. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try them. But I would put out a request on Sacred Embers, but specifically on the show tonight. We have to keep it to questions. If we can answer a question for you, did you want to have Jessica pull a card for you?
Yes, I would like to know about the forgiveness that I'm unable to accomplish with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still dealing with, you know, the estate of my mother. So, you know,
well,
it's
painful. Absolutely. It's one of the most painful things in this life, and especially when it's a family member. But you have to, it is actually an inside job. Forgiveness is a decision you make within yourself to release yourself from the anger you feel towards that person. The anger is literally a killer for us. We get the cortisol going, we get the adrenaline going, and both of those things are not meant to be flooding through our bodies all the time. So we're constantly in the fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to really have to be self-aware, and it takes work controlling the thoughts that you have. It really, you change your thoughts, you change your life, you change your outcome. Jessica, are you able to pull a card for Constance tonight? Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Constance. This is Jessica. And actually, I picked a card right when you called in, and I swear it's the same one popped out twice. So I was like, okay. And it was reverse. It is called the Magician and the Mirror. Yeah. And in reverse, the Magician and the Mirror reversed is warning you that you may be missing a great opportunity. The time is right, but you're not taking advantage of creative energy of the cycle. You do have the power to transform things for yourself, to create something new, whether a home, business, family, or life direction. You may be resistant or even disbelieving of the unlimited powers you possess, but it's time to wake up. The misfortune and perceived limitations that linger from the past can no longer sustain you. Your life is the mirror that reflects the inner energy, yet you have the ability to change what you see. You must fully open up to the complete truth of your eternal wisdom, talents, and abilities, and take the risk of believing in yourself. Now is the time to dig deep, find the confidence and courage within to make the most of this opportune cycle. You have all the resources you need, and the unlimited force of the universe is at your disposal. It's waiting for you to recognize and ignite the phenomenal powers that are eternally yours. And well, I'm not like quite sure what all is going on in your life, but this card was absolutely meant for you, and I hope it resonates and makes sense to you.
The word that I have is not anger. It's heartbroken.
Okay.
It's not anger. I am heartbroken that we were so close as children, and then all of a sudden something happened, which I don't know. Both my brothers passed suddenly, a year apart. And then there was no communication since 2007, not even when my mother passed. And I wasn't included even in her funeral. I was by myself, you know. So it's not anger. It's heartbroken because it was my mother too. And to this date, I've had to just fight for half of her remains so that I can put her to rest on her birthday in July. You know, we've got massive snow and brutal cold in Minnesota. And so, you know, they don't do that in the winter. You can't find, you know, it's just not done. We've got 50 mile an hour winds. It's freezing cold here, you know.
Constance, love, we have to move to our next caller. I'm going to suggest you go online and go onto YouTube and pull up Neil Donald Walsh. He's an amazing person to be turning to when you have this kind of thing happening in your life. His medicine is like really, really good. And I would just put his videos on and keep listening and absorb his messages. Okay, hon. We've really got to move on. We've got a lot of callers.
I know, but I do pray and meditate every day. I pray
That's
all the time.
One of the best.
I pray every single night, and I pray for the good Lord to wrap His arms around me, and to make it okay. You know,
but each day seems to be
a challenge, and you know, it's sometimes over the top, and then I ask for help. I say to God, please send me your angels, and during the day.
They will. And Constance, you are always loved, and you're never alone, hon. Okay, I'm going to put you onto mute. You can always turn to the Sacred Embers group. You can always turn to that community. That's what it's there for, okay? We send you love and light, hon, and we're just going to put you back onto mute so you can hear the rest of the show. Okay, moving on. 914, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Lynn, it's Kat. How are you, ladies, this evening?
Oh, Katerina, hello. How are you, dear? That's so nice to hear you.
Yeah,
happy
hello.
Belated.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just introducing you to Jessica. This is Katerina, who's our filmmaker friend, and she's Katerina. Was one of the original Sacred Embers. Well, it wasn't Sacred Embers. It was the group that started together doing readings. Kat was in the original group, and she's remained friends with Sacred Embers. And anyway, hon, nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Same here. Good, thank you. How are you, ladies?
Doing well. It's
doing good.
Interesting. We're all... you know, we're just keeping the show with all these different hosts, and it's great that we're able to keep it going. And I'm so I'm grateful that Jessica's taken an interest, and she's doing really well reading on the air. And so, anyway, do you want to? Did you come on with a question, Kat?
Yes. If you don't mind, please. I was wondering about love. Somebody kind of popped into my life unexpected. I was just wondering if you see it going well with him.
Yeah. Now, this isn't the K initial, right? This is somebody else?
No. Somebody
okay.
new.
this is somebody new. Okay, because I remember the K person. And, yeah. Well, you know what?
If you disappeared.
Yeah, not to worry, hon. Those things. You know what? In hindsight, very often when things don't work out, and it sort of hurts and everything, but then afterwards, you put a little time between it, and you're like, boy, I'm really glad that didn't work out. And you see why, you know, the divine no came in there. So anyway, let's see. I'm drawing. Okay, I've had this image come in before, and it's a very interesting image, and I'll let you see how you interpret it. But I draw a waterfall, and the hearts are pouring over the waterfall. Hearts and hearts and hearts, just pouring over the waterfall. So I kind of think that feels really romantic and lovely. Is this guy really kind of a romantic? Is he sort of a romantic kind of guy?
It's kind of new, but because he came out of the blue. Like, he did put in a lot of effort to find me because, you know, I didn't give him a number. So yeah, I guess it is. And it's funny you mentioned water because I met him around water. So that's
okay,
funny.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love the image of the hearts coming over the waterfall as the water comes down, and I wish I could draw it for you on the radio, but it's a very sweet image. I feel a lightness in the heart chakra area. I feel a nice light sort of spring green feeling. So yeah, I mean, I'm getting a good feeling, Kat, about it. Let's see what Jessica has for you in the cards.
Thank you so much. Hi, Kat. Let's see.
Hi.
Well, when you came on and began talking about kind of your question and stuff, this card, the strategy card, jumped out, and it was upright, and this card shows a woman tied up with vines around her wrist, body, and arms. Receiving this card upright represents a situation in your life where things seem to be severely stuck. A major drama may be going on around you, stopping you from moving forward, or it may be that some technicalities are blocking your way. Perhaps you're waiting for a contract to be signed or an agreement to be made. Whatever is holding things up, the restrictions may be feeling quite oppressive this time. If this isn't technically the case for you, what's tying you up is your own personal stuff. Look at your life and see how you can be your own jailer. Are you tying yourself up in some emotional angst or in a negative habit that you refuse to deal with? If so, it's time to cut the vines and make some serious changes now. You needn't live in the self-imposed jail any longer. I was not sure why that card came out, but in some way that was meant for you, if that makes sense. I'm waiting on contracts for work. But I could also see the possible jailing myself aspect too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Thank you both so very much. It was just so lovely to meet you, Jessica, and so lovely, Lynn, to hear your voice.
And you too, Kat.
Oh, thank you so much,
Kat. I'll just ask you, Katerina, what film are you working on right now? Or can you say?
A few, actually. All my own projects. One, I'm waiting for the weather to break as well, because it has some outdoor scenes.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So it is a little bit of a holding pattern, like you said, too, the jail thing. Yeah. Yeah, it all makes sense.
As you Yeah, when you get your, as your projects come out, please share them on Sacred Embers. We, at Thursday night, or Thursdays, sorry, are for the community to do their own ads and post their work and post their services and all that stuff. So we're trying to get that rolling. So let us know when you've got your projects. Yeah.
Oh,
hear your name.
You.
Yeah. Okay, honey, thank you so much for calling. I'll put you on to mute, and you can still listen to the show. And we'll move on.
Beautiful, thank you.
And,
much love.
And we'll talk
to you.
Lots of love to you, Kat. Thank you for calling, honey. Okay, we're moving on to, if I can get it to come up. Here we are, 631. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. I was going to ask if you see anything different with my love life, a boyfriend coming in, or a new job, anything?
Either, is it
anything.
Either a boyfriend or a job? That's not.
How's that?
Well, have you been manifesting your desires to, or are you sort of kind of waiting for something to show up? Hello?
I'm manifesting.
Oh, you're manifesting. Good, good, good. As Einstein always reminds us, you know, if you are at the frequency of that thing you want to attract, you can't help but bring it to you. So I'm getting a little bit of a feeling about in the love life. I'm getting an image that I'm translating to say, are you being a little bit picky about?
No, I'm not being that picky. I mean, one was supposed to call me today. He called it online. He called at 11. Then I called him back. And then he goes, I'm going to my daughter's house. So I guess I didn't know. He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he calls me at 7:30 at night. I wasn't home, so I called him back at 10 to 8. He goes, he goes to bed by 10 to 8. I'm like, why are you calling me at 7:30 then?
Okay. I'm not really sure what it is, what it means, but it feels like you're, I think when you're manifesting, your best bet is to get a little more specific about what you do want and make sure you're
specific.
Not.
I'm very specific.
Okay. Well, then I would just say keep trying to create that. The problem is we can't always predict the timeline. But that's basically what I'm getting for you, Suzanne. In the job, are you already in a job?
I am.
Yeah, are you looking to change jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm getting May, so I would look for something to happen around May. So I would get your irons in the fire now. You probably do.
Well, May's kind of late because I'm looking to work in a school or a bus, and school's over by June, and I'm in a school now. So I can't work May because I'm just working May, June, and then it's done.
That's okay. I'm not assigning the job. I'm just saying I'm getting a feeling around May that things might happen for you to change the direction you're in. Okay? That's really what's coming in, honey. Jessica, what are you pulling in?
Yeah. As far as her two questions, like with a job and love life, talking with my team, and I don't know timeline, but I got that it's looking good for both.
When?
That's
what when?
Like I said, I'm not sure of timeline, but it is looking like, you know, both of what you asked, like as far as a love life and a job change, it's looking like that's going to happen. I just don't know the timeline. But I did pick a card for you. It is the Temple Path. It's in reverse. Receiving this card reversed is a sign that you may have fallen off your path. You could be too focused on worldly possessions and material gain, or you may simply be maintaining old, unhealthy habits of fear, limitation, worry, or doubt.
Okay.
Whatever is distracting you, receiving this card reversed is a firm message that it's time to make your spiritual life and evolution much higher priority. Not doing so represents important loss of power. So clear your mind, meditate, and open up to the presence of spirit. Wherever else you may have going on, consider this an important part of your personal tactile plans. The support and inspiration of all eternity and countless loving spirits are available to you. Oh, those are really good messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Okay, on to our next caller here, if I can get that up. 605, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Danette.
Sorry, could you say that again, honey?
Danette.
Danette? Okay, hi, Danette. Welcome to the show. How can we help
you? Hi, Danette. Hi, Jessica. I'm here with you. Okay. It's with the forgive your thing you're doing on tonight with forgiveness.
Yes.
We're planning on moving back to where we were before. Right now I'm in Iowa, but we are moving back to South Dakota, where my family, it's my husband's family. But it was really bad before we left because I had lost my husband, and it's his family, and they treated us really bad. And so I just left so I could start over, but I want to go back home.
Yeah. And so what are you worried about, Jeanette? Is it having to connect with these people again and feeling weird? Or?
Yeah, because we tried it at Christmas time, and I can see that a lot hasn't changed, really. I mean, they just seem more conceited. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. Do you feel like they kind of form a barrier to keep you out? Is that you don't feel like you are being welcomed as part of the family?
That's why we left in the first place, because I just couldn't take it no more.
Yeah. Well,
and he's been gone
right.
He will be gone 17 years this month. And yeah.
Seems like an excessively long time for them to be holding. It doesn't feel like a grudge so much as a... Did they feel like you...
It's like they just keep reminding me. It's like it's my fault that he passed away, and he passed away from cancer, so it's like it wasn't nothing I did.
Of course not.
And
good
it was just
Lord.
That we were very close, and he was a family man, and... I did get a message from somebody last night saying that because I miss him so much, I don't let him rest in peace. And I don't look at it that way. It's because I talk with Jessica and a couple other gals, and it's not that I dwell that he's gone. It's that I talk to him every day, and I mean he's there.
Fabulous.
It's not like I'm not letting him rest. It's like. He's there with me.
That's fabulous. That's so beautiful that you do that. What they were probably trying to say is if when you're clinging to grief, it's called complicated grief. I think we were talking about it last show about when people can't move on. But you sound like you're just connecting in pure love.
It's not me that can't get over it. It's like his family, his sister. Because he died of lung cancer, I gave him his first cigarette, and I did this, and I did that, so it should be me that's gone, because I'm the older one, and I hear this every time we're around, you know, and so it's like I'm trying to move on and not think about it so much, but then I've got the reminders, and I just don't want to go back through that again.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's hard enough because, I mean, we were married for 17 years before he passed. And it's like, that he is my best friend, you know, and I don't to hear the negatives about it and, you know, well, I did this or it's my fault and all that. And it's like, I don't need to hear that because it was nobody's fault. It just, it's part of life. It just happened.
Can you find a way to not allow those negative and toxic energies in? Because it is, believe it or not, you have a choice of what you let into your sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
People can say what they want. It doesn't make it true, you know. Do you have to see these people on a regular basis?
When we move back to South Dakota, it's a possibility, but I'm going to try not to because we have lived here in Iowa for 5 years, and I haven't heard from any of them. But we
go
back at Christmas time, and, you know, it's just like, it's like I never left. It just keeps continuing on and on and on. It's like they can't get over it, you know. And I mean, I've learned a different way to accept it because I talk with Jessica and Karina and all them, and they have helped me look at it a different way. And so
beautiful. I'm so glad.
It's not like I'm dwelling on it. It's just that I'm there with him, and he's here with me.
That's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
In fact, he's right
change.
Here beside me with his arms around my shoulders. So he's here with me too, Jessica.
No. Yeah,
that's
no, you
so
can
cool.
totally
I love
feel.
That, that.
Isn't
but
that
I just,
beautiful?
I,
yeah.
I don't know what to fear going back, or if I should just let it go.
Well,
I go, or what do I do?
I
want to go
so
back
true.
Home because that's where I belong. I hate Iowa. I hate it here.
Apologies to any of our listeners from Iowa.
Well, I'm sorry, but a lot of them have heard me when I've been here, too. It's like, I don't like the weather here. And, I mean, I'm in South Dakota, and it's not pretty much any different except for the summertime is really bad here. But, I mean, I don't know. I want to go back home. I've been there forever, and that's where I want to be.
Listen, you know, the heart has its reasons. You don't have to explain, and you don't have to, you know, you owe no explanations to anyone about where you need to be. However, this this crew that you are wanting to avoid, I think, why even bother? Why poke the bear? Just, I wouldn't even bother with them if they can't.
And I mean, and they're supposed to be family, but I haven't felt welcome since the day my husband died. I mean, and that's been quite a while ago. We got pushed away, you know, and it's because they rubbed it into me that my spouse is gone, but they still have theirs and they can enjoy everything. And it was like they just rubbed it into me like, well, see, look what we can do and we don't have to worry. But, you know, it happens to everybody. So one day, you know, I mean, a couple of family members have had oops sometimes too because one of the brothers, he almost had a heart attack or he did have one. And she's lucky he's alive, you know, and all that. And then another one, her son died of diabetes, and he was only 18. And, you know, so it's like you can't say it's not going to happen to me because you never know, you know.
Of course
it
happens
to everyone.
And I've
looked at it a different way since I've learned it a different way.
Yeah. No, you have – I would keep the love you have with your husband. And if just because he's in spirit doesn't mean he's like – he's, you know, he's, the only thing he hasn't got now is the body he was in. But the rest is still there and available to you, as you know. This family, though, it feels to me that they're living rent-free in your head. So it's kind of a decision you've got to make to not let them in and to not let the ugly things they say to you have any meaning. It's very true, energetically, and, you know, In a physics kind of way, that what you focus on expands. So I would focus on the love, let the love grow, and I would run away screaming from this other family. They're not a family. They're just a bunch of people with bad manners and bad attitudes.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Jessica? I was just married into it.
Absolutely. You owe them nothing, and if they are trying to hurt you, then you don't let them in. You just, you know, kick them out and don't turn your back. I mean, don't turn around, you know. Jessica, what are you getting, huh?
Well, I had gotten a big smile and jumping up and down from Jaden, and he says, "Hi, Miss Danette." He's giving you a big, big hug. But he's also telling me, though, too, it looks like you need to move and follow your heart. You know, if you're not happy in Iowa, to go home regardless if they're there or not. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be happy going home, don't allow them.
Nothing has changed.
Them.
I mean, they're not going to change.
Yeah.
They're stuck. And
yeah. Don't allow that to get in the way of your decision, basically getting in the way of your happiness at all. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Aww. Yeah. And I have forgiven them. I just won't forget the way I'm treated. I mean,
right.
You can't hang on to that all the time. I mean, things change, and you know, and
yeah,
I have forgiven. Yep. I just haven't forgotten. You know, and that's just going to be hard.
You don't have to forget, but you do have to let go of the burden of carrying their garbage.
Right.
You know, it's too heavy and it smells bad.
Okay.
And
well, Danette,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to let Danette know I had picked a card for her. And it was the first chakra, which is Archangel Michael. And I had gotten it in reverse. So when this card shows up in reverse, the reverse position, you may be facing some significant challenges and even some difficult emotions. Wow. Yeah, no wonder why it popped right out. The energy in your first chakra may be blocked, revealing potential fears about your safety, feelings of insecurity, or even depression. This blocked energy could also signal financial worries or desperation. Issues of instability can shake you to your very core. So it's going to be important to get that energy moving freely through this chakra once again. So to do that, call upon Archangel Michael for assistance and then visualize his light and power filling this area and bringing you a greater sense of your own inner strength and eternal stability. Meditate on the affirmation below and feel your sense of safety and balance return. So this symbol affirmation will really help, and it's, my first chakra is open to its perfect healthy state. I am strong, stable, safe, and secure. The Archangel Michael guides and supports me always. Oh, and there you have it, Miss Danette.
Cool. Yep.
It's awesome.
Beautiful.
It's going to be worry-free.
Yeah.
Totally validated.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a spiritual warrior. Yeah, just keep on keeping on. That's do what you're doing. And remember always that love is stronger than fear. And, you know, you've got lots and lots of that. That's beautiful, Danette.
Yeah, I do.
You're in the Sacred Embers group, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I just know Jessica, and
she's in a couple other groups. I wasn't sure. I'll have to send you an invite to the Sacred Embers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Group no big might. Whoop. As long as you're in Jaden's in the Jaden's group, Jaden's Way Speaks. That's cool too. Like, we'll all find each other eventually. We're all connected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to like Jan. I don't know if you know everybody, but I've just picked up talking with Jan that knows Jessica, and then there's Karina.
Oh, yeah.
But I've known Karina for a long time because we used to do daycare for her when we both lived in South Dakota. So, yeah. And Karina has brought me a long, long way. So
all
she made
her
look at things
people.
A lot differently. So.
Okay, we'll have to have her on the show. If we'll get Jessica to bring some guests on as we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
All wonderful
first,
people.
Yeah.
All right,
yep,
love. Well, thank you so
much.
Well,
actually, all three of them that I know are. And so are you. You make me feel better.
Thank you, Danette,
lovely.
So much.
Okay, have a lovely evening.
Thanks for being there for me, Jessica.
You're welcome. And you have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Okay. I will. Thank
lovely.
You.
Okay.
Have a
bye-bye.
Night, Jeanette. Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's lovely. What a nice lady. There, she's going to be fine
so
as long as she just keeps those negative Nellies out of there. Okay,
absolutely.
Where are we here? Okay, so we're on to caller 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hey, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing tonight? We're good, thank you.
Not bad at all.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So I have a question. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to pick up. Do you see me making hopefully within 2 years, a move to California?
California, yeah. It feels, Lisa, that this is something you've had in the dream state for quite a long time. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this a move or a trip?
Oh, a trip?
Is it a trip, or are you wanting to move to California?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a permanent move anywhere in 2 years, within 2 to 3 years tops.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I'm so sorry, Lynn. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay, Jessica. Speak up whenever, okay? I like that. I'm seeing the coast in my mind, and I'm hearing yes, but it's not the area you are you going. Are you thinking of Southern California?
It could be. That would be a great area.
Okay, I'm getting more northern, where the ecology actually changes. I'm seeing like the beach. I'm sort of picturing like the Malibu coast, right? But it changes into more forests, more like as you go a little bit more north. But I am getting, I'm getting a yes on that. But it's
mm-hmm.
like it's sort of like not where you had originally thought it would be. And they're saying you're getting, like, it feels like there's a great break on a place that comes up for you, which is why you're like, oh, I was going to move there, but I think I'm going to take advantage of this deal. It's almost like through networking, something comes up for you, like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy a place, like maybe this fixer-upper or a place that a friend is selling cheap, something like that. So keep your eye out for that. And even if it's a change of location, it's pretty lucky strike for you is how it feels. Jessica,
really?
How are you doing there?
Yeah. Yeah, I had also gotten the same thing, that this, based on her question, I'm not sure of timeline, but she phrased it as, you know, the way she asked her question was, does it look like within, you know, a couple of years that this will happen? And I just kept getting a yes. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's looking like it so far. So, and the card I actually pulled for you is Healer of the Ages. I did get that in reverse. The appreciation card. Oh, wait. Oh, a minute. This is okay. Wrong page I'm looking for. But the card I have is the Healer of Ages. And that in reverse is, in the reverse position, the Angel of, wow. It's Mercury retrograde, so I'm having reading issues right here. And finally, I got it. Woo! When reversed, the Healer of Ages indicates that you've been freely or feeling extremely out of sorts or even upside down in your own life. You may be in the midst of some physical problems or just feeling as though you're losing energy. But this card is telling you that there are deeper levels of healing that need to be addressed.
take some time to regroup and put your own healing first. Whether you're facing mental, emotional, physical, or even addictive patterns, call upon the healer of angels of the ages to bring his energy to the issues you're working on. Quiet your mind and feel his vibration, bringing you warmth and healing light, clearing away any dark, hurting space. Repeating this meditation and be patient, yet also know the divine love can heal you in the blink of belief. The affirmation is, the powerful healing of eternal love is with me now and always. Divine consciousness fills every cell. I am whole, healthy, and vital, and at peace.
Okay, I love it. That card is right what I needed, yes. So I am putting myself first instead of others, yes.
Good.
Wonderful. Well, we thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Let us know how it goes for sure, Lisa. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see. We have another caller here. 678, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hello, ladies. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're
very well. Good. Could I just get a message from Spirit.
Okay. what does the phrase little brother mean to you, Regina?
Now say that one more time.
The phrase, the words little brother, I just wrote down. What would that mean for you?
I do not have a little brother. Actually, I have an older brother.
Okay.
I'm not sure that could be.
Did your mother lose a child in infancy?
No.
Okay, this could be a miscarriage. It doesn't have to be a one that was brought to term. Was there, you don't know that for sure, or do you know that for sure?
No, now I have had a miscarriage, but my mother hasn't.
Okay. I'm not sure what this phrase means, and it doesn't necessarily refer to a blood relationship. Is there a younger male in spirit that would have been like a little brother to you, a younger energy, perhaps a schoolmate that died? I'm just getting the energy of a young male, and he's saying, little brother, little brother.
I'm not sure where that's going. Mm-mm.
Okay, hon. You don't have to push it or anything like that. That's what came through. And it feels like someone that you may have known perhaps in school that passed, it feels like a younger male that died prematurely through it took a while. It was like a disease. So if you can think back to who that might be coming through for you, the energy is little brother. The phrase is little brother. Don't worry about it if it doesn't have meaning. It may be coming through for one of the other callers even. We don't know. But just keep that, and maybe Jessica's got something more coherent to offer you.
Okay.
No, it's always, always amazing what spirits led, guiding through us. Yeah, it's really amazing. So what I did pick for you for just a general, I asked my guides and your guides to just go ahead and pick a
a card that would most resonate with you. And I got the Journey card, and I got the Journey card reversed. And it says, you may desire to move or just get away for a while. But the reverse card, the reverse of this card could indicate a delay or even a cancellation. Something could be standing in your way, or perhaps lines of communication may get crossed. Don't let the potential changes upset you. Refocus your energy and be flexible enough to alter your schedule or destination as needed. Remember, you can always create new adventures, even in your present location or situation. So that's the card I did get for you.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, just Thank hold you. On one sec. Just hold on one sec, okay. Regina, because I just had an animal come in.
Okay.
I'm gonna just look up what it came to. What I'm getting, I'm sure getting a snowy owl holding a feather out. I just want to find what the totem is, the meaning of that totem. It just showed up here.
Okay.
Endurance. Okay. It the snowy owl is the symbol of endurance. It represents big dreams along with the ability to achieve them. It's the sign of new beginnings and moving forward with all your might. Other than that, it tells us about psychic ability, illumination, support, inner knowing, sacrifice, family, clarity, and legacy. So that's, yeah, just check out just type in snowy owl totem, and you'll get a whole lot of links coming up about that power animal. And that just came through for you. And the fact that it's offering a white feather, I find really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jessica, what do you interpret the white feather as, Jessica?
Usually if that falls in front of you, like Lynn is seeing that, that usually is an indication of divine direction, like you're kind of on the right path. That's
nice.
Always kind of how I interpreted it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That feels right. Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so if I'm glad there was another message other than the, but you never know. Sometimes things make sense after the fact. So keep that other message in your mind and just on the back burner. See if it doesn't make sense in a little while. Okay.
Okay. I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay, Regina.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Lovely to talk to you. And
all right.
We're going to
move.
Okay. Oh, sorry, hon. If you're still listening, Regina, that was me fat fingering the thing and hanging up. Okay. We've got a couple more callers. I think we've got time to take a couple more. 850, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sharika.
Jerika?
Sharika.
Oh, Sharika, sorry. How can we help you tonight, Sharika?
I guess just whatever comes through. Not anything direct.
Okay, are you having the low energy feeling right now?
Yeah.
I'm feeling sort of, when I listened to your voice, I felt sort of like weighed down by a thousand little worries. Is that, it's sort of like you're, it's like almost like the death of a thousand cuts with, there's so many things piling on you right now. Is that correct? You're feeling kind of overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there somebody hurting you? Draining your energy?
Nobody's hurting me in the physical world, I don't think.
Oh, no, I didn't mean physically hurt you. I'm not talking about being punched out or anything. I'm talking about somebody who's, I feel like they're taking advantage of your kind nature.
I think that to a certain degree, I kind of, maybe a family member I had an issue with.
Okay.
But that's kind of over with at the moment.
Okay. It just feels like somebody's taken up. I get such a strong feeling of, like as if you need about 5 weeks in a spa to bring your energy back, or it's like somebody, it feels again too that you would do well with somebody looking after you for a change. Have you been caregiving? Is that, what is that I'm feeling?
You said, am I in caregiving?
Oh. No, I just meant it feels like you're giving, a lot of your energy is being taken by an other. Either someone you're caregiving to or somebody is draining your energy a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I always feel like my energy can get drained by people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a specific person. I think that's something I have. Mm-hmm.
You're an empath. You might very well be somewhat of an introverted. You need time to recover when you're with crowds. Is that kind of describing
you? That's
correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think one of the best ways to do is recognize the fact that you're like a sponge, right? So wherever you go, you're absorbing the energy of the others. That's easily, really, actually, it's just a matter of practicing when you do your spiritual work. You're going to be dumping the garbage, basically. You have to learn to discern what is your energy, what is not your energy. That's really valuable. And I'd recommend like a daily sort of reset, recharge, do a little, it's a lovely little 10-minute chakra balance on YouTube. Just type in 10-minute chakra balance, and it can bring you, it's like a nice cup of coffee for the energy field. So try that. And Oh, okay, good. Thank you. I couldn't hear. I'm hearing like a guy's voice or something.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was too. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm not imagining it. Well, not to worry. Anyway, so I would look up online how empaths can protect themselves from, you know, carrying other energy. Jessica, what are you picking up?
Okay. So I was shuffling my deck. I had gotten, this card came out for you in reverse. It's the action card. This card is about energizing effort and willingness to work or move forward. Reversed. Action is the accelerant that ignites your desires. But when this card is reversed, you may find that something is missing in your determination or your follow through. Perhaps you've been engaging in more wishful thinking than in any consistent effort, or perhaps you need to make some adjustments in what you're paying attention to. Create a structured plan, then make sure you take daily action. This will move you closer to your goal. Be flexible, yet persistent, and ever conscious of your ability to act on your own behalf. Oh, that's really great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Right.
That was a great card. Yeah.
Very cool. Wow. Well, I hope that helped, Shanika. You'll get that energy back once you start carrying just your own, recognizing what's yours and what is to be, you know, left outside the door. But practice at that, and don't be surprised if your energy comes back up a bit. Because I'm picking up your really beautiful soul, and you should be laughing and smiling a bit more. Mm-hmm. So work, yeah. Make sure you let a little sunshine in a little bit, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. Love and light to you. Okay. let's see. We're almost at the end of the show. I think we can take one more caller. Okay. Do you think, Jessica?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out who's next here. That was 8. I think we had 856. You're on with Divine Connections. I hope I'm not a repeat.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Laura. Okay, I did get a new caller on. Okay, and how are you tonight, Laura?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
We're great. We're hanging in there, getting as many callers as we can. I'm glad we kind of, we got you at the very last caller here. So what can we do for you tonight, Laura?
Well, I got a home. I'm in attorney review now. And closing is the end of April.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to know what you see for me around stability with work, because I am on a contract, and I'm not sure how long that will last before I have to get another contract. And, of course, with getting the house and everything, that's always a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Well... What I'm seeing is, what I'm writing down is streaming. It makes sense in a few ways for you to have a couple of things in the fire at any given time. Even though you have this contract now, they're showing branches. So a couple of side gigs, is that possible for you?
Well, I'm doing Uber and Lyft on the side, and I have put out several resumes and have been applying for other contract work in the hope that I land something that's long term and hopefully will pay a little more money as well. And I'm wondering if any of those contracts is going to come in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting yes, but I'm also getting to the idea of streaming a couple more incomes. It doesn't have to be anything big, but they're showing, they're saying there's a wisdom in having a couple of balls in the air at any given time. So alongside this contract, is there a side business that you have the talent to do? There's something like there's a talent you're not using.
I guess there is. I could probably find some work on the side to do some things. Yeah, I think I probably could. I would have to be able to work from home though on the existing contract.
Exactly.
Sometimes they want you to be on site, and if that's the case, I can't do multiple contracts at the same time.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling that juggling is going to get easier for you, but there's something pointing at a talent or a gift, an ability that you're not using to the fullest. That would produce a side income for you. Whatever that may be, that there's a strength that almost you're leaving in the toolbox.
Okay.
So think about what that is. There's something maybe that you're not giving yourself enough credit for having that ability. It's service work you do. You like working as an assistant, helping somebody. Sorry, I just want to get this out here. What is coming in is like the idea of being very, very organized. Is that describing you okay?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. I would use that ability and expand on it. It almost as if you could come in and do like an organizing business on the side, helping people organize. And that is something you can do online. Like you can help people keep organized online. It doesn't matter if you work from home or on site, but there's a strength you can develop for a little bit of a side business that I think expands into something that you can have a choice whether you have to work for someone else or for yourself. I think if you can get your courage together and believe in yourself and really expand on that talent, you might be surprised at what develops for you. Jessica, how are you doing?
Okay. When she was asking Laura, this is Jessica. Contract, just to validate Lynn's response as well, I also got that this will happen. Like it's moving in that direction. You're moving in the right direction as far as that, and that it's something that will come. And then as I was shuffling cards for you, I got Goddess of the Moon, and it was upright. So this card was about intuition and going within. Her arms are stretched upward, receiving the light of the moon, the light of inspiration. This card is all about intuition, the ability to receive insights from your soul's point of view. Receiving this card upright tells you that you have the power to get intuitive information on all types of issues, and now is the time to use it. The Goddess of the Moon brings you all sorts of information, from the mundane to the spectacular. For instance, you could get the urge to take a different route home from work and find out later you've just avoided a 3-hour traffic jam. Or you might have an idea for a great invention, a stock investment, or spellbinding novel. This card could also indicate a significant blossoming of psychic ability and mediumship, even on a professional level. You're always blessed with the ability to connect, but this card is telling you that now is the perfect time to open up more. Get ready for the amazing inspiration that this card brings. Oh, how cool.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. That's really neat, Laura.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I get pennies a lot. I find pennies everywhere I go.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like the...
I get feathers.
Yeah.
Feathers will fall right in front of me, too. And I could be indoors. It doesn't matter. I could be indoors.
Oh,
I could be outdoors.
Wow.
I know, it's really cool.
That's a beautiful sign. Really.
It really is.
Well
and
done.
So much that, what are those fireflies?
Dragonflies.
Dragonflies.
Yeah.
I get them all the time.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? Talk to them when you see them. They have. They often give you an intelligent response. They can be easily used as an avatar by spirit. So that's really cool. I love these signs around you.
So neat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
get blinking lights. Things move. I mean, you name it. You
that's
can't believe
fabulous.
The stuff I see. I get the numbers.
Oh, I would, and I love it.
444, 1111, 2323. I mean, it's so bizarre.
It's
crazy.
So amazing. This card, you know what? Even though you didn't ask for it, this card was yours. I mean, my cards will literally like jump out. Like if it's meant for you, that's how I know. It'll kind of jump out of my deck. And it's so, and it's something that you already knew. Wow. So actually what it's telling you is it's really about to open up and blossom. So just, expect that.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I think you should keep on using your amazing talents, Laura. I think you're going to surprise yourself at how amazingly powerful you actually are. And I think working for yourself would be an awfully nice energy for you personally. I think part of the thing is you get a lot of times when you're working for people who are probably less qualified than you, and you should, I think you need to spread your wings and fly and be your own boss a little more. So, yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's fabulous. Where are we at? Okay, so I think that's going to have to be the last caller. Thank you, Laura, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Love and light to you, hon. Okay, so Jessica, how can people find you if they want to get in touch for a reading?
Okay, I'm in the Sacred Embers group. You can find me on the Sacred Embers website, and I have a Facebook page, just Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me there, or you could request to join Jaden's Way Speaks. And again, that's Jaden's Way. Jaden's Way Speaks. It's a Facebook group we have. I work with my son in spirit, Jaden, and we welcome all friends. So
beautiful. It is a lovely group. I'm a member of it too, and some of the most beautiful souls in there. And I find a lot of these people are. Yeah, I do find a lot of these people have been tested here on Earth. They've been through some really, really challenging times, and they've come out being more beautiful people.
Yeah.
For it. It's astonishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to just, Sue Fields Dalamonte is not with us tonight. She's taking a little break for her health again. So if you can send Sue any healing energy that you might would like to send to her, we'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And in the meantime, you can find Sue at susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. She's also on the Sacred Embers Facebook page. And she's also got her own Facebook page. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn and on the Sacred Embers Facebook page and my own Lynn Bleasdale on Facebook. There is a Sacred Embers support group, too, if you are in need of support from a really beautiful community. There's that group. There's Jaden's Way Speaks. And what else did we want to say tonight? Just want to thank the callers for one.
Yeah, it was just such a nice show. I was just really went well. I'm just so thankful. So thankful.
Okay. Oh, geez. You know, I just noticed in our chat we had a message from Adriana, and we didn't get to that person. That's my fault. I was trying to do the board, and we'll split these jobs and we'll look at the chat better next week. But Adriana, tell your Mary, I've taken a note of the number of the exchange. Tell her to call us next week, and we'll make sure she gets on. We will absolutely bring her on, and our apologies, for that. Anyway, I always love to end the show with a little Louis, if that's okay. So, Jessica, love and light to you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed
wonderful.
Working with you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Me too.
And thank you, Jaden, and thank you, Ryan. I did get a little activity on the light tonight, so I know they were probably both there giggling in the background.
They were.
At us. Okay. You too, Adriana. Thank you so much for your patience.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for calling in.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
And clouds of the bright, blessed day, the dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Thank you so much.